This is my reflection for Internet Technologies, IDT 7064. My reflection has to do with one of the technologies that I listed on my top 10 list, which is Sophia.org. This is a format that I use to flip my classroom instruction for my social studies class and my literature classes. I am going to evaluate and reflect upon the use of this technology as it applies to my classroom using Bloom's taxonomy of application, analysis, evaluation, and creation. Application. The application of this allows my students to view the content at home, which front loads the student with knowledge before they come to class so that when we are in class, we can dive deeper into the content. Analysis. I expect my students to be able to navigate through the World Wide Web and for basic web pages and to do simple instructions. And I assume that they can do this because most of them have experience with navigating through social media websites like Instagram or Facebook. And they're very similar format. They're very self-explanatory. The format of Sophia is wonderful because it is user-friendly. Evaluation. The flipped lessons on Sophia are important because they offer front-loading, as I mentioned before. I need to find ways to make students more accountable for watching the videos and memorizing, or not so much memorizing, but engaging with the content. This is one thing that I am struggling with. I'm looking for an interactive video that I have found recently at Zaption.com. Creation. I have used this flipped format in my classroom to make little mini tutorials that I set up on two different student computers, my teacher computer and an iPad. And this creates almost like stations that you would see in lower elementary classrooms like kindergarten. They go to different stations to work on different skills. Well, I've adapted that by making different stations in my middle school classroom. So if I'm teaching a section on the Hebrews, I can have a section or a station that one would deal with geography, then the second one would deal with primary resources. Another station could deal with an artifact, and another station could deal with maybe some new findings in history about that certain culture. So this is an example of what I call an internal flip. So students get to navigate through several mini lessons that would include a tutorial, probing questions, and some sort of a quiz to like quickly test their knowledge, which they always seem to enjoy. And in one class period, we can get this done, and then we can come together at the end to make connections between the content, which those connections are invaluable for students making connections with the content. This idea is like an internal flip, like I've said, and it's a great way to use my classroom time. Thank you so much.